2. Powwow in the alley. Hancock, you cover. Isaac Bell appeared to wander casually through the Hotel Gotham's sumptuous lobby. 4 well-dressed house detectives drifted quietly after him, a smooth exodus unnoticed by the paying guests. When all 4 had assembled in the dark and narrow kitchen alley out back, Bell addressed 2 by name. Clayton. Ellis. Tom Clayton and Ed Ellis were typical Van Dorn Protective Services house dicks. Tall, broad-shouldered heavyweights, not as sharp as full-fledged detectives, but handsome as the Arrow Collar Man. Tricked out in a decent suit, clean white shirt, polished shoes, and 4 in-hand necktie, neither of the former Southern Pacific Railroad detectives appeared out of place in an expensive hotel. But pickpockets, sneak thieves, and confidence men recognized bruisers to steer clear of.
What's up, Mr. Bell?
You're fired.
What for?
Clayton demanded. You sullied the name of the Van Dorn Agency.
Sullied?
Clayton smirked at his sidekick.
Sullied?
Ellis said,
I'm with you, pal.
Sullied? Bell stifled his impulse to floor them both. The others in their squad had resisted taking bribes. For the good of the agency, he seized the opportunity to remind the honest ones what was at stake and to give them courage to resist temptation. So he answered the mocking question calmly.
Mr. Van Dorn built a top-notch outfit that spans the continent. We have offices in every city, linked by private telegraph and long-distance telephone. We have hundreds of crack detectives, valuable men who know their business, and thousands of protective services boys guarding banks and jewelry shops, escorting bullion shipments and standing watch in the finest hotels. But the outfit isn't worth a plug nickel if clients can't trust our good name. Van Dorn's do not accept graft. You did. You sullied our good name. That is what sullied means, and that is why you are fired.
Listen here, Mr. Bell. It's human nature to share the wealth. The bootleggers are hauling it in.
Ellis chimed in.
The bellhops get their cut delivering bottles to the guests, and it's only fair we get our cut for allowing the booze in the door.
Not every bellhop. Clayton and Ellis traded a cagey glance. They knew what had happened. The bootlegger you took bribes from tried to throw a boy off the roof last night. That boy's employer, Hotel Gotham, pays us to protect their property, their guests, and their workers. You 2 let that boy down. Don't let me see you near this hotel ever again.
Are you threatening us?
Spot on, mister. Get lost.
Clayton and Ellis stepped closer, light on their feet for big men. The honest house dicks exchanged looks, wondering if they should come to the chief investigator's defense. Bell stayed them with a quick gesture. A barely perceptible hunch of his shoulder telegraphed a roundhouse right to end the scrap before it started. Clayton saw it coming. He stepped lithely to his right. The by-the-book evasive move had the unexpected effect of driving his chin straight into Bell's left, which rose from his knee like a wrecking ball and tossed the house dick backwards. Ellis was already piling on, swinging a quicksilver left too powerful to block. Bell slipped it over his shoulder and returned a right cross to the side of Ellis's head, which slammed him across the alley into Clayton, who was clinging to the wall. Containing his anger, Isaac Bell said, "If I ever see you on the streets of New York, I'll throw you in the Hudson River."
"Mr. Bell! Mr. Bell!"
A Van Dorn apprentice, a fresh-faced kid of 18, burst from the kitchen door.
"Mr. Bell! Mr. Van Dorn was shot!"
"What?" Isaac Bell turned in horror toward the piping voice, so stricken that he failed to register the boy's eyes, tracking sudden motion.